over here trying to calm down. Like, I really hope that I am calm by the time he make it to Florida, unless he gonna have his new life in Florida. Because I'm telling you, I'm an act of ass. I can't even read these comments right now. Yeah, let me tell you, so, you know I'm SUV. I'm not gonna know this tattoo. I bet fuck this shit. I'm finna go through my followers because I know this bitch follow me. I just going through the followers. They got a tattoo, they got a baby suit, but I don't see my baby daddy nowhere. I don't see my baby daddy nowhere. Yo, I feel like you took his phone and tried to post you on his page. And tried to make me mad, so get wet. Round of applause, bitch, you made me mad, bitch. I just hope you ready. I hope you ready to die about that dick. I hope you ready to die about that dick, because I'm ready to go to war for it. I'm ready to go to war. And that's on soul. I get active, little mama. He should have told you about me. I get active, little baby. Ma'am, missus. I get active for real. So I hope you love your baby. I hope you love your baby because I'm stopping both of y'all.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation. And shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocast. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yo, this is Dr. Braces, man. This your boy Tony, man. Coming through, hollering at the Frocast. Hey, man, appreciate everything y'all doing. Hey, I got one request, though, man. I got one serious request. Hey, man, can we get King Young Nigga back? Can we get Young Nigga Germ back, man? Because this old nigga Germ just ain't working for me, man. He dropped the list. Talk about this old nigga shit. We need Team Young Nigga Germ, 21-year-old Germ back on the mic. I don't like this old nigga Germ. Give me Young Nigga Germ, please.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you pickle egg eating, Cheeto eating, pickle juice drinking podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader, or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar to get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club. And we shout y'all on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Dekai. So shout out to Dekai. And you can be just like Dekai and get shouted out on the show by becoming a Patreon. Now, if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us to your story, tag us in the story, and we'll shout you out like Sleazy Black Farmer, Ruler Myself, 12 Cal, Cool Out Corner, everybody else is showing a lot of love, man. We appreciate it, man, because sharing is caring, and it tricks the algorithm. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. I got to ask you, Queen Germ, how was your week?
So far so good. I had, gave an exam today. The people, you know, doing a little bit of crying, but it's all good. Then,
she'll be handing out bonus work soon.
I don't do it. I just extra don't
credit,
do it.
Extra credit shawty. That's what they call her.
Nope.
Dr. They don't. Extra credit.
They don't. They call it, I'll help you earn some points back, but that grade that's on there, that's it. I'm not giving any points. So I might put a couple of extra questions on the next test or something like that to help you earn some more points. But we ain't doing no extra credits as far as like just putting adding points back to the test. So whatever you got, you got. And then I ain't adding nothing to this one because it's a standalone thing. We did all the work leading up to it. But nonetheless, the week is going. Today is my oldest nephew's birthday. I can't believe it. The boy will be 30 next year. That means I'm old. But nonetheless.
God damn, that nigga 29?
He 29 today.
Shit.
So.
When I met you, that nigga was a little nigga.
Yeah. You thought he was my son.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah. But him birthday today, child. The month is wrapping up very quickly. We about to get into that HBCU homecoming season. Trying to see where all I can stop through.
If your homecoming in the through. First couple weeks, y'all shit's lame.
It ain't. That's why you had to do all that.
I'm just saying. Well, I guess not, because it's still a little warm. So you got some backs out. I got it. Never mind. I take that back.
Yeah, take it back.
It's the late October ones that's lame, because it's too fucking cold then. You ain't got no backs out.
Everybody.
Like, you got an early October one, it's an opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on where you're located.
Yeah, depending on where you're located. Yeah,
you might. Someone's going to come out there with the cold. The
outfit has been picked. Yes. Like, I'm wearing it regardless. Rain, sleet, or snow. The ass will be out.
Floating or not. We putting this on.
Yes.
I'm getting in it.
Yes.
And I'm going to wear this thing. So, but yeah, my week been pretty good so far. Just checking off stuff off my box. I had a online program tonight, went really well. Getting high school students interested in college, and then we got one on Thursday that's in person, so hopefully that one goes well. Got another test on Monday, so now the exams don't stop till Krimmer, so it's always gonna be another one. That's just what it is. Damn. I got so many classes this semester, I feel like I'm in school. Either I'm making a test, making PowerPoints, preparing for something, another lecture. It's busy, but hopefully the people gonna give me my money. I signed the paper today, so
12 Cal, make some calls.
Hopefully I'll get my money and that and I can have a Merry Krimmer. Cause
once the philanthropists get involved, things is gonna be okay.
Well, get involved. Whoever got to get involved, as long as I have my money before Black Friday, so that I can go and buy these damn Christmas gifts while they're on sale.
Yes,
but I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, my week was pretty good. Last week after we recorded, we got news that some anonymous donor, I'm going to say anonymous with a quotation marks because I know who it was, you know what I'm saying, picked up a tab for our kids' first year of college tuition. So it was paid. And you know what I'm saying? So I want to thank the anonymous donor, you know what I'm saying, and 12 Cali collected, you know what I'm saying, in the James Yancey / Todd Smith scholarship fund. You know, it was awarded to my son. So I just want to thank y'all for that. But other than that, man, Coach Germ update. Hey, we got what the people wanted. First week on the schedule, we got Levy. You know what I'm saying? So first game, 2 weeks away. They moves us to Wednesday nights, like I said. And you know, hey, we got that smoke first week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little, you know, I'm uneasy because, you know, I'm always uneasy during football season. But, you know,
you so uneasy you ain't go to practice?
I mean, I was exhausted today. I needed that nap today. That nap rejuvenated me.
I'm just asking.
Like I said, if I would have went to practice today, I would have been so tired that I wouldn't have been able to do a show. And if I did a show, it would have been dry. You see, you hear how bright eye and bushy tail I am right now. Yeah, y'all wouldn't have got that if I would have went to practice. But like I said, I'll be good. It was just I was dead tired this week, but I'm good now. And like I said, we got 2 weeks to get prepared for Levy. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to beat them niggas. I feel like we got the squad to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just how bad we want it. We just got to get the boys prepared, and then hopefully we execute. But, you know, it's that time. 2 weeks away. It's counting down, getting closer and closer. And like I said, first game of the season, we got them niggas.
Okay.
So we got to
Now I'll be out there.
It's going to have to – we going to
so
see
y'all
who,
can get the truth.
We going to see y'all who the niggas
King
is.
When y'all hear the King Germ update – y'all will also get the Queen Germ update, so y'all will make sure that the truth is being told.
Hey, I don't do nothing but tell the truth. What I got to lie about? The scoreboard tell the truth.
I don't know.
We win or we lose.
Okay, well, we're going to see.
Yeah, we come in here, we win.
You don't want to hear no motherfucking excuses either.
I ain't hear no excuses.
Okay.
I know.
Y'all heard it here first.
If I do my job, they not going to score no points.
Okay.
And if the offense do their job, they going to score some points. And the object is to score more than them. So if I keep them from scoring... that, hey, it's all on us. So, you know.
Sound good. Sound good to me.
We ready, though.
Let's see what it be about.
Yeah, like I said. I just got to get them sound. You know, I don't want to tackle them out in practice or nothing like that. Because, you know, save them for the be ready. I don't want no dings and dongs, nigga. Like, yo, we want to be ready. So, bought one of them little dummies to tackle and stuff for practice and stuff to keep them like the little rolling dummies. Yeah, man, we doing it up. We got fucking sleds and shit this year, Tom Brown. Like, listen,
okay.
We got equipment this year, nigga. Like, ain't nobody in the city got a sled unless they going to practice at a high school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, we doing
it. We
going
to see what it all pans out to be.
Yeah, we've been practicing for too long for us not to be ahead of niggas. Like, that's the part. Like, we supposed to be ahead of niggas.
Yeah, see it. See things as they...
But yeah, man. So yeah.
Not as they...
That's all that's going on with like that. We'll let y'all know what's going to be further on down the road. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline, Queen Jern. What's on the timeline? What's on the timelines with me and Queen Jern? Talk about the topic that's dominating the motherfucking timelines. And this week, it was none other than... The Little Mermaid being a black girl. Like, I ain't even see the trailer. Did the whole movie come out or something? Huh? I'm asking you a question.
I'm looking it up because you're saying something like, did a trailer come out?
I mean,
out,
yes,
you
know? No, say something. You're sitting
know.
There dead air. Like, we can't have dead air. We're professionals, Queen Jern. We're professionals. So, I all I know is people was all upset about some black girl being the Little Mermaid. I think her name is like Haley Bailey or Haley something. One of them. Chloe and Haley chicks. It's one of them. You know, facts don't matter over here.
It's Haley.
It's Haley.
Since
okay.
You gonna let me look it up.
So yeah, so I saw that everybody was upset about the classic remake being a black person. Now, what could possibly be the problem with having a black mermaid? First of all, mermaids are not real, so we don't know what color mermaids are. And just because the Little Mermaid was white in the cartoon, does that mean she has to be white in the digital or whatever the remake?
I mean, the way they got her looking, she damn near look. I mean, she look like a white girl with a tan. She ain't damn dark old enough to
be. Are you talking about Ariel? Or are you talking about the black girl in the movie?
I mean, the black girl in the movie. So I'm like, if we're making Ariel look white, if you looking at the comparison between the two, it ain't nothing but you know, she's a light skinned person, so it ain't like she look so bad or in comparison to the thing. I mean. People always gonna wanna fuss about something. It ain't even that serious because if you make a black Little Mermaid, what's the big deal?
I don't get the problem.
It's nothing. I mean, why black girls can't have a mermaid? Like, why? Yeah. If they like them or if they whatever. Why would they not be able to have a black mermaid?
I mean, y'all made motherfucking Jesus white in the movie in the Ten Commandments. He was white. Goddamn Cleopatra was white. What other movie they got down? The Mexican starring
everything.
Brad Pitt.
Sick.
Shout out to Paul Mooney. So it's just like, I don't get the problem. I mean, so what? And then, you know, people talking about, oh, well, she should be. Like, no, she shouldn't be white. No, nobody gives a fuck. It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, so if they do a live-action Simpsons movie, are y'all going to be upset if they get white people playing yellow people? I don't understand. I don't get it. Who cares? It's a cartoon adapted to real life, so you're going to make some changes. Yeah,
it I mean, and it's 2022.
Yeah.
So why are we even so fixated on that?
Y'all get a real crab to play Sebastian? I mean,
no.
If you got to get a crab to play Sebastian, right?
I mean, it's an Asian lady.
Is it
going to
be a blue
too?
Crab or is it going to be a regular crab? Like a snow crab? Like what kind of crab was Sebastian? Was he a Dungeness crab? We don't know.
We don't.
So what the fuck, man? This makes no fucking sense, man. Like, I just don't understand how people can get upset about the stupidest things. And this is one of the dumbest things. And then The little memes they made about all the other remakes when they start putting black people in other shit. The Little Mermaid.
And then they started doing all kind of dumb stuff.
Terrence Howard. Yeah. <they started. laughs> So, you know, like I said, I don't get it. I'm not worried about it. Who gives a shit? I'm probably not going to watch it anyway. I heard it. Hey, I think I've seen The Little Mermaid one time.
I mean, you probably have. You got
I
a daughter.
Maybe have saw it. Nah, but I don't think she watched it.
You don't think so?
No. Mm. You know, Disney movies, like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was back in the day when they were little. Now, they got Disney Plus. I can watch The Little Mermaid anytime I want to, I guess.
I mean, I know I've seen it, so.
Oh, for sure you have. You're a Disney person.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite Disney movie?
The Lion King.
Is The Little Mermaid in your top?
No.
Wow. Damn. My favorite Disney movie, probably Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo would probably be number two.
Yeah. Was that Disney Pixar? What do you
call it? I think it is.
So it's not really a Disney movie. So that,
I mean, it's
the
it's
cartoon's got to be a
cartoon.
Disney movie.
It's
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. So I don't think I got a favorite Disney movie then. Maybe Pinocchio.
I mean, you say whatever cartoon. I mean, it don't necessarily matter who made it.
Know.
I mean,
I don't know.
But there were some decent stories out there. But if they remade any of them and made the people black, it is not a diss to anybody. It's not adding or taking anything away. But if the person is a good actor, actress, I just feel like, why should we worry about the complexion of the person? Make sure they have some damn acting skills. That's what y'all should be complaining about if the girl is any good. Now, if she's up there fumbling and, you know, not giving an authentic character or something, then complain about that.
Yeah,
but don't complain about the fact that she just black.
She could have knocked it out of the park just because she...
Does she even have the red hair like the girl had?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? What are you going to complain about next? It's just not that serious.
So I was listening to a podcast, right? Dr. Bracer Show, matter of fact. And they was talking about that Pinocchio... is not a good movie. It's because Geppetto was the daddy's name, the cobbler that made the wood shoes. His name was Geppetto, and then he wanted a little boy. He made a little boy.
So now y'all done sat there and thought about it to be something vulgar.
Hey, I'm just saying what the man said, and then so you know, and I was hoping to shine some light on this. Do you have any... I just think he wanted a son. I don't think he wanted a little boy for purposes of having a little boy. He just wanted a son. Every man wants a son.
Yeah.
He didn't have any kids, so he wanted a son. It wasn't like he wanted them to, you know, come on, don't do that.
I mean, they probably did because a lot of them things are sick. Like, you see these different things, you roll back, they had something, one of them movies that had a penis on the cover, they slipped that in there. People had these, you know what I'm saying, like, the ones who found the one that had a penis on it, they, you know, people bought them for a whole lot of money. It's just
people,
a lot of...
White people are infatuated with penises. Hey, to any of my white listeners, please explain to us y'all infatuation with drawing pictures of penises. Like, y'all just love punching each other in y'all penises. I don't understand. So, please, any of our white listeners... reach out to us. Let us know. Matter of fact, call into the fucking voice label at 347-201-2572 and let us know why are white men infatuated with penises so much. We have to know this. We have to get to the bottom of this. Like, this is crazy. I'm almost tempted to invite a white person on the show to ask them, like, yo, why are y'all infatuated with penises so much? Like, I want to know. I want to know. But... that's a story for another day.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's weird.
Yes.
Anybody who is infatuated with any part of the body, like, what does it give you? Why is it? Like, why does it drive you so bad? Like, I've had men and women talk to me about my breasts. Like, what is wrong with people that you are so fixated?
Some niggas like titties, man.
But no, some not niggas to like say, ass. Some not niggas to say like it to the point where you're fixated on somebody. Like, all the pictures in your posts have women with big titties on it, or women with big titties do it better. Or you got people titties who feed are niggas. Into...
Like, you can feed a nigga for years off just titties.
You shouldn't.
That's all he can... He can live life off just titties. Mm-mm, mm-mm. So why would a nigga be fixated on those things? Think Come about on. It.
Looking, it doesn't make sense. Your like, mama didn't breastfeed you for no years.
Ooh, he can feed a baby.
But then you know what? Milk only can last you for a certain period of time. You can't survive off of just drinking nobody breast milk.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. If that's the only form of nutrients you receive after you get a certain age, that's the reason why they tell you about 2 or 3 years old, ain't no need to even keep doing that.
They said you can do it to 10.
And you should not.
Yeah,
and you should not. Because anybody that's walking around talking, wiping their own ass, ain't got no business latching on to nobody's titty. I don't believe that's the case. And if it is, if it is that they write that out there, that's some white person put
that shit out there. I know it's past five. I know it's past five. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's past five. It's either five or seven to ten. It's some weird, it's some wild ass number. You got a whole ass.
No, they say the recommend. This is now these other people saying you can breastfeed up to 2 years of age or beyond. Some people, I mean, like people gonna have different opinions, but I feel like the average person.
Ask what's the longest can you breastfeed?
That's what I said. How long can you breastfeed? It says that it's recommended experts, not random crazy people, say that you should breastfeed until the child is 12 months old. Mm. But then other things on here says that you can breastfeed your baby and you can go 2 years and beyond. Some people say 6 years. So it's just a lot of different things.
You got a whole first grade, a whole new titty. Like, yo, that's a wild shit right there. A first grader.
They say it's not dangering your child to breastfeed to 10 years.
So nigga, anytime a nigga want milk, but, he just come with it like, mom, come here.
But
come
I'm telling you that that's not the only form of nutrients you're going to receive, and therefore it's crazy for you to even think that that's okay because, I mean, who cares?
Why would it not be okay? If you, that's your body. This is, you know, I'm a mom.
Y'all with the bullshit.
I'm producing milk.
Okay.
My son wants some milk.
And if your child can only sustain off of that milk, then you would be providing
but
if life.
You want some milk? This is the milk he gonna get. He ain't
Why not pump that shit and put it in a container?
Okay, maybe that.
So that would be the most appropriate thing because what y'all fail to realize is them same nasty ass kids y'all have that's latching on to your body, them the same people that got to go into the world and be self-sufficient. So how you gonna be self-sufficient if you still on your mama titty? That's just like an animal in the world. The mama is expecting you to learn how to get your own food. If you eating meat, you don't need milk.
It's a humans. We the only mammals that hold on to our kids the longest.
Okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, as it pertains
every
to
every other mammal,
the question,
they like, yo, nigga, get your fucking ass out.
Exactly.
Here.
So it's why are you trying
humans,
to make somebody
for years.
Be on top of your titties? Like, why?
It will never happen in the animal kingdom what we do it with humans. Never.
But we're supposed to be the highest.
Yeah, we supposed
on
to
the
be.
Totem pole.
But are we? Ooh, they might got it right. We sitting around here that, hey, they throw their kids out so them niggas can walk. They're like, yo, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You on your own.
Yeah, but y'all want to breastfeed your kids till they 10.
Exactly. Look at that shit. That'll never happen in the animal kingdom. Crazy. Another little tidbit of information to hit that timeline this week. Tory Lanez, he and August Alsina got into a scuffle. Well, August said the nigga stole off on him. Tory said he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything to the nigga. But August posts pictures of him all beat up and shit, busted lip and everything for the gram. And I gotta know, does this make him look like he shot Meg?
Why would you say that?
That's what I wanted to know. Niggas was like, oh, now I know he definitely shot Meg now. And I'm just like, because he allegedly got into a fight with a nigga, that means he shot Meg? Like, that has nothing to
I
do.
I mean, what is August Alsina, her girlfriend? I mean, her
no, boyfriend? No. This, he said he tried to speak to August. He reached out his hand, you know, to give him some dap, and August didn't acknowledge him. And you know, and then August said he attacked him after that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, this is all allegedly.
So how does that connect to the Megan?
That's what I want to know, because as soon as they saw this news, they said, oh, I know he shot Meg. I was just like.
Because he beat up someone?
I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is this? I don't understand people saying this. Like, this is the crazy shit in the world.
You know, they say those actions lead up to other things. So if you're mad enough,
I told you he's a violent person.
Hit on this man, Why wouldn't he shoot
him? It must be about time for Meg to go to court. You know what I'm saying? She needs some evidence to show that he's a violent nigga. That must be what's going on.
So because, was it set up?
Hey, it could be a setup. It could. This all could be a hit piece. But what I'm saying is this. This has nothing to do with Meg. You know, so people bringing up, oh, I know he shot Meg because he got into a kerfuffle. He shot the ones with August Alsina.
And so maybe they just doing something just so that they can get in the news. Who knows what the people do these days?
I just don't understand what one has to do with the other. That's all I want. So anybody saying that it has nothing to do, like, this two different situations. You know what I'm saying? So stop bringing that up. And, like, so I just see public opinion. This is all public opinion. So public opinion is going to say he's a violent nigga. Yeah, he shot her. You know what I'm saying? When all the signs show that he maybe didn't shoot her because he didn't have no gunshot residue on him. Why is he still walking the world free if he shot somebody? They just don't let you walk around shooting that you done shot a nigga.
Oh, they do.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't let you walk around. You might do your time and you walking around.
I mean, or you might just beat the charges.
Speaking of charges, have you ever heard of Airbnbs?
Yes.
Have you ever stayed in one?
No.
No, okay. Would you consider staying in one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, think about this. So I've been hearing now Airbnb has been leaving chore lists for guests now. To do laundry, take out the trash, cut the grass, on top of paying a $125 cleaning fee. So I got to know. So what they're saying is some Airbnb hosts are charging cleaning fees and asking guests to complete a list of chores. Frustrated travelers say they've been asked to mow the lawn, take out the trash, and wash the sheets. The trend is causing some people to ditch short-term rentals for hotels. So Airbnb guests are requiring guests to complete lengthy chore lists on top of paying cleaning fees up to $375. Now,
you better read the fine print, because ain't no way in the world I'm paying you to clean up and I'm going to help you clean up. That's not what I'm doing.
And I'm paying to stay here. I don't know.
Yeah, all that.
I'm not going to trash your place, but I'm not cleaning up, cutting the grass. Nigga, I'm here for.
I mean, I can get with the washing of the linen because we slept on it. But as far as anything else, I mean, like, you can put it in the washing machine, put it in the dryer. Hell, that ain't nothing.
Okay.
But, I mean, you telling me I'm not ever breaking a sweat cleaning up somebody else's stuff. I'm going to go outside and cut the grass. Nigga, please.
Nigga, I didn't bring no cut the grass shoes, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, I didn't grow the grass. Like, the shit wasn't here. If it wasn't here, if it was here when I got here, it's going to be like that when I leave here. It's not that serious. So, no. No,
so if I'm paying a cleaning fee, I'm covering all of this, so I really don't have to do nothing.
I'm not supposed to be doing any of that.
I can leave it just how I left it if I paid a cleaning fee.
And it's going to be like how I left it.
Yes.
And you're not going to charge me anything in addition.
A chore list? Nigga, you crazy in your fucking head,
man. Yeah, they can have it. That ain't for me.
I mean, I might wash the dishes just because my mama raised me like that. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll wash the dishes. Load the dishwasher.
Because I might have used, I used it. Because if it was clean when I got there, I ain't worried about it.
I'm not doing what, nigga? What? Stop it. Who laundry am I doing?
That's what I'm saying. It got to be yours. It can't be no more than the damn covers. Like, what other stuff is in there? Yeah. I ain't cleaning up your things when you was at the house last. Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody doing all that. You talking about take out the trash. Okay, fine. Because you don't know what the people might have had in there. Whatever you had. I mean, like, whatever you had in there. Take it out.
I just don't trust Airbnbs because I think niggas got too many cameras in their house now. So I wouldn't want to go to one because it's too many cameras. Like, I don't want to be under surveillance. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't either.
Like, you know, I got a hotel room. I ain't got to worry about them looking at what I'm doing in my room. But if I got a motherfucking Airbnb, nigga, this your house.
Yeah.
You nigga, you going to have cameras in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't want to be, I wouldn't have a good time.
Because you just feel uncomfortable. I don't know where anything the I say, at. Anything I do could be recorded. And
so that's the only thing I don't like.
The way I live my life, I don't know.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I don't want, bro. So, that's the only thing that stops me from doing the Airbnb. I don't want to be in nobody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like, I know a nigga and it's their timeshare. Cool.
Yeah.
Since I found out I got a cousin with a timeshare in DR, that me and Queen Jern, we going to go to DR. Fuck that. We going to go to the Haiti side, though. We going to leave DR and go to Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to travel.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, man. Y'all let us know, man. Y'all in these Airbnbs, let me hear y'all situations. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
If I knew a little more about the people or whatever, maybe.
Yeah.
If it's a good spot, location, and all of that, and it's a good price, I'm going to have to let them know. Like, we can't do the camera thing. But I mean, like, if you got a ring, that's all you need. A ring, nah, something for the outside shit. All in shit. I don't need no
gonna be cameras everywhere.
Cameras inside. I might be wanting to run through there free.
Yeah, you gonna be on their cameras. So that's why I say, I know it's a whole fucking whole bunch of Airbnb porn out there. Like, these niggas on their private cameras be uploading to the dark web. And I'm telling you, it's probably a genre of porn. Airbnb porn, nigga. Watch.
Don't give the people no idea.
Done. Already out there. Chick-fil-A is known to have the greatest customer service out there, right? That's what they're known for, customer service. That's what they're known for. Well, this guy right here, he's taking it to another level. Chick-fil-A employee hailed for stopping man from carjacking mother with infant. Now, this guy's name is Thomas Michael Gordon, praised as one incredible individual after fighting off a assailant outside Florida restaurant. God damn it.
Florida.
An employee of Chick-fil-A restaurant in Florida is being praised as a hero after he fought off a man trying to steal a car from a woman, getting her infant out of the vehicle in a harrowing parking lot confrontation captured on video. Incredibly, it wasn't even the first time the 26-year-old Thomas Gordon rushed to save someone in distress in his workplace. 4 years earlier, he had reportedly helped rescue two girls after a construction crane fell on their car. This guy right here is a superhero. So, this nigga was in Okaloosa County. Yo, boy. So, this is probably... Oh, so... Okaloosa County. So, I want to know what city this man was in.
It's either Crestview, Niceville.
But yeah, this guy right here. So I need to know, Queen Jern, how far are you taking it at your job? Are you going these lengths? This nigga didn't save niggas from a crane falling on their car. This nigga's a superhero, bro.
He's not.
This man's name is Peter Parker.
He's foolish. Because first of all,
he's a real life hero. All heroes don't wear capes.
Yeah. Someone wear Chick-fil-A badges. Hey. And his ass would be vigilante. Like anybody else. He mess around and get hurt for real.
Listen.
And what is Chick-fil-A going to do? They going to send his family a 30-piece nuggets and some fries
life.
And shit.
For life.
That's all y'all
get. They're going to send him a nice chicken platter. They're going to cater the fucking dinner.
The funeral home.
Yeah, they're going to cater. Funeral. Yeah, they're going to have a Chick-fil-A. He going to have a Chick-fil-A coffin.
Okay.
And they're going to send him home in style on a Sunday. Nigga.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. You know, people don't get buried.
Nobody got to go to work either.
Yeah, so they're going to send him off nice. You know what I'm saying? But this nigga here, I'm not doing all that for my job.
I'm not doing that for any job.
I can't do it.
I don't care how much money they pay me. I'm walking out. Mm-mm. I could be the damn police and walk out on the situation. If it's too crazy, I'm not jumping out there for that.
You can't do that.
Just how I'm not committed to saving.
So that's why you can't be no cop. You got a little Kool-Aid in your blood.
Ain't no Kool-Aid in my blood. Yeah, if you said my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid at
all.
Cops
got to run into
it. Ain't that I'm scared.
Cops
got to
jump in front of the car for the.
But that shit there is you going against natural things.
Yeah, they should have fired that nigga for doing this.
If somebody jumping out there saying they finna steal somebody or whatever you said,
why they fire him?
Why would they fire him?
You can't be doing it. Like, they tell you if you work in retail, don't chase the niggas that's stealing.
But that person, he was saving somebody's
life. If he would have got shot in that motherfucking parking lot, like you said.
That's all they would have did. They gave him a wreath of damn nuggets and fries. That's what the fuck they would have sent to their house. They wouldn't have given him nothing else.
A wreath of nuggets.
Hey, that's what they would have sent to people. They would have sent that to the
family. Sounds delicious.
And the people would have just been like, hey, oh, sorry for your loss.
Oh, shit.
That's all we got.
God damn. So, yeah, man. Hey, don't be like this man, Mr. Michael. Stop fucking with these people in this parking lot. Dog.
Michael, no, the way that name sounds, he probably don't even have no insurance policy. So, he shouldn't even be out here playing these games with his life.
He white. He white.
Michael.
Yeah, he white.
Okay.
It's a white guy. Come on, Okaloosa County.
Hey, we don't know. There's some niggas out there now. I done seen a few.
He white as white.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he pasty white, dog. Like, he's superhero white. That nigga is daredevil, nigga.
He's super stupid white.
Yes. Yes.
That's what he is.
Yes. So, you know. Hey, man. Shout out to the Chick-fil-A employees, man. I know they ask a lot of y'all guys. I mean, y'all got to deliver babies, ties. What else they be doing? Now you're stopping carjackings and shit. Shit is amazing. Y'all still manage to deliver hot food, bro. They look, a lot of y'all restaurants can learn from these guys. But I heard Chick-fil-A getting kind of sorry, though. So, but
they some of them churn need to get from over there.
Yeah. But this nigga here is restoring the spirit, nigga. This nigga right here is restoring the spirit. Shout out to him, man. We'll get to our relationship segment of the show, since we are a relationship podcast.
And not.
I got to know, Queen Germ, since we was on live Friday, we was talking about marriage and stuff. And I know people has been married multiple times. So I got to know, Queen Germ, how many marriages do you got in you?
I'm going to confidently say one.
One?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a one and done type person.
Hey, I agree with that. Like, I did it for the experience.
Oh, now, you did it for the experience?
No, that's what I would say. Like, after if this one didn't work, and, you know, in the catastrophic event that this didn't work, I would be like, yo, I did it for the experience. I ain't got to do that again. Mm-mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went through, especially I'm almost at the 20-year mark. Like, oh, man. Like, I make it past 20 years. I'm like, what do I need to get married again for? Mm-mm. If I got married, was only married for like 2 years, I could see myself probably like, you know what, giving it another try. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, 2 years ain't shit. You still getting through the early stages, but, you know.
I mean, if you ain't making 2 years, I don't know what to say about
like,
you.
But if I go anywhere over the 6 to 10 year mark, oh, yeah, we ain't doing this again. Mm-mm. Like, nah.
I was fully vested in this. I will was. Not be fully vested in nothing else. I'm going to just chill. Yeah. I mean, it's no need. You, as a grown person, you learn who you are, what you need yeah. from whoever you're going to get it from. And if you can get it, if it means you only can get it on a Wednesday, hey, when Wednesdays come, we link up. If I can't do nothing else with you, hell, we take a trip here or there and call it a day because it's too much. Marriages work. So yeah. if you ain't got somebody who's willing to work it with you, ain't no need to do that shit for fun. Nope. Like, this is not what you sign up for. As if you don't have nothing else to do mm-hmm. with your life. So
yeah, like you, this is the ultimate sacrifice. Like they say,
it's good when it's good, and if it ain't, hey.
It's the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate compromise. It's like all of that. You know what I'm saying? You have to. It's tested when you married, man. You know what I'm saying? So you have to step outside your box sometime. And,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Some niggas is sickening.
You know,
some niggas wake up with hell in them, go to bed with it in them.
I mean, and some bring women are you down. The same way. They just ride a horse to the horse. Just
they take it
all
out.
Ride the horse into the ground. You know what I'm saying? So,
but that's why you got to find somebody that's trying to be a team player,
exactly.
a helpmate.
Exactly.
You can't get somebody who all they want is to put their hand out and want you to give them something, or you want, you know what I'm saying, somebody to accommodate you. So yeah. that's the type of thing that you need to be paying attention to
yeah.
when you're in it. Because yeah. if you with it now, if somebody died. I could see maybe you could probably more likely go and get another relationship because it wasn't like y'all ended because y'all wanted to end. Nah. Nature took its, you know what I'm saying? It could be because you may want, because some people, once you've been together for a long time, I would not say that, I don't know if I would be able to just say I'm going to be okay with not being with somebody because I'm used to having somebody there. But then at the same time, I ain't going to say I'm going to move a nigga in, but I'm probably, if I'm young enough, yeah, I'm going to have me a nigga now. I ain't finna just be out here talking about I'm going to bingo and knitting and shit, and I ain't got nothing else to do. Nah, bro.
Turning to Barbara.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Barbara.
Nah.
What's going on, Shirley? It's Barbara. You what the?
I ain't calling nobody about no niggas, but hey, if I got somebody, little friend, all it'll be.
But it's crazy, though, but... How would you meet this man in this day and time? Would you jump out there in the social media streets, be the old woman online, or would you still trust the old way of going about
it? I just have to go out and about. Like, if you out in places, you'll see people. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to find them. I mean, like, you go and confirm their story based off of what they put on social media.
Nah.
But
see, that's the easy. You doing
I'm
it
saying,
wrong already.
If you talk to somebody in real life, you talk to other people, you will see enough people that y'all supposed to know that you can find out about the person.
You know, I get it, not, but the story could be a lie. What they're putting out there is what I'm saying.
I mean, it's more than likely a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's too good, that's just what that is.
I know somebody said this nigga dress all nice, but he stink. I said, bro, that shit had me rolling.
I can't with you.
I mean, shout out to the newest member of the Black Pod Squad officially, man. We got Too Much Game Podcast, Uncle Dolomite, and we got, I think it's Beat Rhymes and Body Slams, the BRB podcast with Mad Static, man. So we added two new podcasts to the Black Pod Squad. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, back to marriages. Yeah, me, personally, I got one in me. You know what I'm saying? This one, I gave it my all. I'm giving it my all. So, you know, yeah, I just don't think I could ever love another woman as much as I love you. And
oh,
so,
my God.
And that would be, you know, I just don't think it would happen. So I would just be out there just wandering the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
And don't wander.
Yeah, that's what happened. I'd just be like so lost without you, man.
I doubt it.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I know if we broke up, you would be over here with some white hoe. And
what? Yeah, no, definitely not.
Be working two jobs and all kind of shit. Yeah, having them little zebra kids. And
so off base. I ain't having no more kids.
Oh, but you would.
Yeah, right.
You'll get you one that's about 30, and then she'll be wanting to have your baby, and you'll be working a million jobs. You'll be done put up in a house and all kind of shit. And hey.
Wow. You think I'd do all that?
I know you would.
For a white woman.
I mean, for anybody but me.
Yeah, stop it.
You'll be around here doing all kind of shit. I come back, you'll be Dr. Germ. Next thing I know, hey, I'm like, okay, I guess I was holding you back.
Damn. Damn. That shit crazy. Nah, sorry. So off base.
You don't think so?
No. So off base. But yeah, anyway.
You laughing.
No, I'm laughing because that's a wild story that you would think that. Like, the white woman part got me tripping. Now, there's nothing wrong with white women. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Say.
It's not.
Then the next thing I know, it'll be a thing.
Nah.
Yeah, I met Kathy at the store. She was so nice. I mean, she didn't give me all that attitude that you gave me.
And then she makes banana bread. Like,
yeah. <it'd> be... And she does this little pecan sandy type thing. She makes them from scratch. Yeah. And she does this and that. And I mean, she noticed me when she saw me walking in the store with my Brooks on. And she came over there and started asking me Kathy. Questions. So.
That's the shit got me laughing because that's the white ass woman named Kathy.
That's one of your people. Probably in your phone right now.
Oh my gosh, bro. So yeah, man, if you out there married, man, let me know, man. How many marriages you got in you, man? If you're not married, man, hey, if you've been married multiple times, yo, I'm going to ask you a question like, why? Like, I know a motherfucker was married 4 or 5 times.
I got an uncle that was married 4 times.
I know a young nigga that's married 4 or 5 times.
I mean, was
she like young meaning like our age?
Yeah, but he was probably our age when he got the 4th one.
Sheesh.
And he just happened to stay married to the 4th one until he died. Mm.
Jesus Christ. Yep. Yeah, man. Shout out to all them niggas.
But some
man.
People just a marrying kind.
That's too.
They like it.
Man, that's too much for
they
me.
They say they gonna keep on trying. They say practice makes perfect. They gonna keep on trying. If this one ain't it, the next one might be. So we gonna keep on going. And I ain't mad. That's a good spirit.
Yeah.
But as far as for me, I ain't got it.
No doubt. No doubt. It's top 10 time, Queen Germ. And since we're talking about the Chick-fil-A employees, it brought me to say, what are the top 10 fast food joints in the United States? So y'all know how we do it over here, top 10. We do something. It's going to be 10 of them. And we rank them from 10 to 1 and sometimes from 1 to 10. But it don't matter. But it's always going to be 10. So here we go with this one. This is from wideopeneats.com. So the top 10, we got number 10, In-N-Out Burger. Have you ever been In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, one time when we was in.
You went more than one
well,
time.
Well, in
you,
that one trip.
You yeah, you went, but you went to when you went to California that time. Remember?
I sure did. I forgot about that. Yeah. You the one told me to go there. Exactly. That's why I guess I did.
Yeah. So In-N-Out Burger, good experience to me, man. Good burger, man. They're number 10. Number 9, Arby's. What? No, how? Okay. Arby's, number 9. Oh, okay. Number 8, Dairy Queen. Now, I think Dairy Queen would be number 8 because sometimes that's all they got is a Dairy Queen.
You think so? You know, I guess so. Smaller places.
That's all they got is a Dairy Queen. Yeah. So I see why Dairy Queen would be number 8. Number 7, Burger King. Now, I love me some Burger King.
You got to because I see the coupons and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nothing like a Whopper, Whopper Jr., double cheeseburger at Burger King. Pretty damn good to me. That's the only thing I get from there. I don't get nothing else. I don't deviate from the plan. You know what I'm saying? I don't try nothing else. Number 6, we got Taco Bell. Now, I've only been to Taco Bell once in maybe like 4 years. And then probably before that, it's probably another 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I never eat a Taco Bell. But they're 6 because they open late. They're cheapish, I guess. And people seem to love it. Number 5, Five Guys. Now, listen. When you go to Five Guys, you got to take out a motherfucking payday loan. You know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucking place is expensive. The first time I went to Five Guys, you know, dude was like, hey, man, let's go to lunch at this new place, Five Guys. All right, cool. So I go over there and I order a burger, fries, and a drink. That motherfucker told me it was like $13. And this was back like 2008. So that's nothing compared to what the price is now. You know what I'm saying? So Five Guys is expensive as shit. Like,
they said they selling y'all a quality burger.
Nigga, $20 for
a quality fry. Y'all better bring a lunch and bring a drink, cause
nigga, what I do is that cup they give you with the fries in, I pour the fries out and I just put soda in that motherfucker. No, that's what I do when I go to Five Guys. Hey man, the fries, like, if you get them out quick enough and just rinse it, the soda gonna cut all that anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you know you gonna have you gonna have it on your fingers. It don't even matter. So that's what I do when I go to Five Guys. Five Guys trick: use that little cup that they give you fries in to drink out of. Number four, KFC. Not to be confused with Kentucky Fried Chicken, but KFC is number four. Wow. Number three, Wendy's. Now listen, Wendy's came back popular with the 4-for-4. We all know that Wendy's, they revolutionized the market with the 4-for-4, made everybody else start doing some kind of package deal together. Yeah, some deal together for a set price. So Wendy's is number three. Number two is Subway.
Who the fuck is eating at Subway?
I guess a lot of people eat at Subway because they're fucking everywhere. And then you think you're eating better because you're going to Subway, but
you're not.
That's bullshit.
Not if you're getting a whole bunch of damn mayonnaise and all kind of sauces and shit.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still better than the goddamn Big Mac and fries. Guess, it's a better option, but, you know, still Subway, though.
It's still.
And number one, y'all know what it is. Let's hit a drum roll. Brrr. Number one is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A is number one.
McDonald's ain't on that list?
McDonald's didn't even make the list.
I was waiting to hear it.
Me too. That's why I was surprised. How the fuck McDonald's ain't make the list?
Not even in the top 10.
But they making more money than
most of them, I'm sure. It can't be written. It couldn't have been ranked on
money.
They said,
you'll notice McDonald's didn't make the list. It comes in on the list at number 12, which is an improvement. Chipotle and its burritos are still number 11.
Mm.
And Sonic was number 13. You know what I'm saying? So... Wow. Can you believe it?
I guess I have to.
The mighty has fallen. But Big McDonald's said the money ain't...
The money ain't changed.
Yeah. I noticed McDonald's don't sell salads no more.
They don't need to.
I'm upset about that. I wanted a Mac salad.
A Mac who?
Salad.
Sir.
I wanted a Mac salad.
I wouldn't want a salad from McDonald's.
Why are they in there trying to sell me muffins and apple turnovers and all that bullshit, the cheese danishes? What the fuck a salad is it? What a old lady come in the morning to make the salads handmade every
y'all
morning.
Y'all didn't buy enough salads.
That's
you
bullshit.
Didn't buy enough salads, so therefore they ain't got time to be wasting the produce.
I want a damn salad so bad, man. I ain't know what the fuck to do.
You should have bought that shit. You should have bought you some salad.
I was at work. I couldn't do all that shit at work.
Okay.
I want a salad for lunch. Like, you know, you can usually go to a salad bar, fix a salad.
Yeah, you can go to Ruby Tuesday. They still do that.
Yeah, where Ruby Tuesday's at? I think they shut the fuck down.
By the Tallahassee Mall or something.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out there.
I believe so, but I know they still have.
If they got the salad bar.
You know, a lot of people's stuff changed with COVID, so
Public still got a salad bar out there for your ass, nigga. Well, I just don't like this. Too many college kids over there. I can't eat that. It's just monkeypox all on the everything out there. Like, it's just too many niggas. Like, the area is in a high traffic area. Like, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool. Like,
you better go and buy you the bag lettuce and do whatever you got to do. Get your head of lettuce, cut it up, dude. Add whatever you like to it.
I think that's what I'm doing. So, come back next week for our top 10, man. Short T submitted the top 10 for next week. So, we're going to do the top 10 that Short T submitted next week. It's TV talk time. We forgot to watch Power this week, Queen Jern. I just realized it.
People have attitudes and shit.
Nobody had no attitudes. I don't know where we, like, Monday night, where was we at?
Yesterday?
Oh, that was yesterday. So, then Sunday, we screwed the pooch on this one.
You did that.
I don't know what I'm saying.
It's always going to be you, because I don't watch TV no way. So, if you don't say, hey, let's watch whatever, it ain't going to happen.
Because I forgot all about it.
I did. I asked you, do we have something to watch? You said, yeah. And then you never watch it, because, again, you had an attitude.
I was watching football
this whole damn weekend.
Okay. I ain't had no attitude this weekend.
Okay. I mean, we're not going to do that here, so it's all right.
What I had an attitude about?
You had an attitude Friday. We had whatever running Friday. That went into Saturday morning. You and the boy went out of town. Pro Nation.
Yeah, let me tell y'all about how Prince Jern played. Prince Jern played me, right? So Saturday we were supposed to be going to the game. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was already understood before the game that he was gonna go sit with his friends at the game, which you know, it was a little shock to my system, because, you know, I was like, damn, bro. Like, damn.
Niggas act like they don't care, but they care.
We going to the game together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit go down. Like, I'm Dolo. What's some shit go down? You know what I'm saying? Like, vice versa.
Oh, so your hot pump Kool-Aid?
No, nigga. Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But at any rate, you know, I was cool with that. So then, the day of, he comes to me like, he's ready to leave like 9 in the morning. Now, mind you, the game don't start at 7:30. So he wants to leave like 9 in the morning because he said he had plans to be up to do something at 12 o'clock. But I was like, you didn't tell me that. If I would have known that, then, you know, we might could have, you know, moved a little differently. But you didn't say nothing. And so anyway, so he all upset. So we get in the car, you know, finally we leave probably by 11:30. So he mad. He put his little headphones in. We traveling. He sleep. So me and him been up all night. I'm tired, like, yo, bro, like, at least you could have done was sit up and talk. So I'm sitting there listening to the radio. I finally make it to my fucking, you know, saying my little landmark where I was going to stop at. I go in there, get one of the Mountain Dew, what was that shit called?
Kickstart.
Oh, my God. As cracking a can. If you never had one, but I guess if you get used to it, they don't do nothing to you. But the first one hit you, nigga, I was charged up then. I'm talking about, hey, I was good to go the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? Till
I guess you crashed once you got back home.
No, I crashed when the Gators started playing like dog shit. That's when I crashed. So I just walked out of the stadium, came back to the car, and just sat in the car. And just, I was like, I'm at least be comfortable. So I sat back in the car, listened to the game on the radio. You know, we luckily won. You know what I'm saying? Then we finally got out of town. You know, he was a little more upbeat on the way back because I guess he got to see his people, whatever. But still, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you think that then, at this age, this nigga supposed to be choosing you over friends?
I mean,
that he hadn't seen in a while.
Again, I like I said, this was. But my whole thing was he was thinking about him. He still didn't think
that's
about
you.
What? Okay, so what am I supposed to do? Like, you hanging with your friends for 7 hours? What am I supposed to do for 7 hours?
You supposed to see the sights.
Oh, okay, that I've already seen multiple times.
Okay,
like it's nothing, you know. So it was just like.
I mean, you like to be on your phone. You could have had a conversation for 7 hours with somebody.
I did my usual. Got my plate at Panda Inn. I mean, at the Panda Express, because every time we go.
Don't tell on yourself. No.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. That's when. I try not to change the routine. I make sure I get to go to the place every time, get the food, eat. So I was like, well, that's what I got to eat, because it's keep the streak alive. Got to keep the streak alive. Like, every time. Like, we ain't lost a game since I've been going to games. But I know my day is coming. But so far, undefeated.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But other than that, man, you know, I felt like I was in good spirits. So, but, you know.
You always think you do, but you're not.
Listen. I'm, you know.
You what?
Nothing.
Oh.
So basically, we said all this to say we didn't watch Power this week. I have been watching House of the Dragon. And I'm trying to get Beezy to watch it, but he's saying he's TV'd out right now. But House of Dragons is pretty good. Y'all need to go check that out.
That's the thing with the people with the white hair?
Yes. House of the Dragon is dope. Abbott Elementary comes back this week, so hopefully we'll see that. I think it comes back tonight, actually, at the time of this recording.
It doesn't.
What day did it come back?
The day the 20th, so I thought it said the 25th.
Oh, okay, so that's next week. I thought it come on Tuesday nights, but anyway. Yeah, so shout out to that. What else we watch? What else am I watching? That's about it. I think. Oh, 60 Days In. That shit is out on A&E.
Well, it premieres tomorrow, it says.
Okay, the 21st. So at the time of this recording, it's not out yet. It'll be out tomorrow. But, yeah, 60 Days In is pretty good. They in, like, Henry County, Georgia. They got ex-cons that's actually going back into prison.
What the hell left in there?
I guess they want to go in there and, you know, help out some people and get a man intel on his jail and help him out, but
I would not want to go back in no prison.
That's fucking wild. I mean, it's jail.
Or jail, whatever.
Yeah, prison probably better than jail. Jail is like, oof, that shit rough. You know what I'm saying? So check that one out. And Atlanta came back. You know what I'm saying? Two episodes they dropped on us. It was, first episode was different. I don't know what they were going about. Some lady, it was a dated reference with the lady in Minnesota when she got sprayed with the extinguisher. When she was trying to stop the people riding at a Target, and she was just chasing Darius through the city. And because she thought he stole the air fryer. But yeah, that was about it for Atlanta. It, you know, that first episode. Then the second one, Earn just showed that he was a petty motherfucker. Earn turned into the pettiest nigga alive by the shit he pulled. I don't know if everybody watched it, so I ain't gonna spoil it for nobody. But yeah, so Atlanta's back. And that's about it for TV Talk, man. So hopefully we'll be caught up with Power next week. We'll be back. I heard 50 Cent, his deal is done with Starz, so I don't know where he's taking the show now. So I don't know where BMF is going to premiere, or since he said that's coming back in like January.
Okay.
Kind of upset because, you know, usually you run 50 Cent shows run continuously throughout the year. You know, it's always something. You know, like it's time for Tariq or somebody, you know.
To come back.
Yeah. Well, that's all for TV Talk. We're going to move on. It's now time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we didn't even take any acting classes, but we come here every week and we do this here for y'all. This week, the situation goes a little something like this. Husband is not pleased with the meals his wife cooks. Queen Jern, I'm set the stage for you. This is a hard-working husband. Pay all the bills. He's a manly man. He does it all for his family. Wife is a stay-at-home wife, and she can't cook worth a damn. She cooking some subpar meals. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Action. Hey, honey. How you doing, man?
Ooh. I'm fine. And you? How you doing?
You know, just another hard day at work providing for my family, you know, providing this nice lifestyle for all y'all to live. No, I'm hungry, man. I mean,
no, I got some fried chicken in there.
Baby, let me go ahead and tell you, baby. I don't like your fried chicken. First of all,
what's wrong with it?
You don't season the chicken. You don't put no seasoning in it.
It's seasoning in it. You got high blood pressure.
You don't season the flour. You just be dropping straight chicken and flour on me. Like, I mean, come on. Like, this, some of this stuff you be serving me. Mm-mm. Come on, now, baby. You be home all day.
And I be cooking, and I let that chicken marinate and everything else.
What you marinating in?
I got all the flavors on there. All the flavors.
You been better off going to get some from the damn Colonel or something. But
that's how you feel?
I'm just saying, baby. Like, hey, listen, man.
So you telling me that them collard greens in there ain't good?
Nah, man, your greens do not. You don't even clean the greens.
Yes, I do.
It be sand all in these damn greens. Oh. I thought this was some. See, I was like, yo, what is it? It was sand. I had mud on my damn plate from eating these damn greens. Mud.
Where you get it from?
From out the damn pot.
It couldn't have been out of my pot. You must have been over there to somebody else's house. You got me confused.
It's in the lunch that you packed me. It's mud in the pot. I thought it was gravy. That's damn mud.
Come on, man.
That's what I want to know.
Don't come for my stuff because.
Look, baby.
Shit, your shoulders hell don't look like you're starving.
Hey, listen. Hey, I got to eat to live. This is what I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to tell you. You need to do better.
Your ass ain't skinny.
You need to do better. That's all I'm saying. You at home all day practice on some shit. I don't give a damn if you burn up 2-3 loads of damn chicken, but just get that shit right. You're going to have to start doing better.
I am doing better.
Nah, I mean.
You telling me my meals ain't got no better from the day you met me?
They seem like the damn same. I mean, you done got love, but shit, you was terrible. You were worse.
I was terrible.
You was terrible. That shit.
So what you married me for?
I mean, I married cause you a good person. I ain't married you cause you damn
person? Cooking.
I ain't married. I love you. I ain't cause I ain't
love.
Okay.
Well, if you love me, then if you love me, then stop complaining.
I ain't nah. I'm just
if you love
to tell
me,
you,
then stop complaining, nigga.
If you love me, and this lifestyle I afforded you, you should want to start
these
cooking better.
Books. I done tried new
stuff.
You ain't
following the damn recipes or something, cause I tell you the shit. The shit, I thought I had COVID eating the damn food. It ain't had no damn taste to the
for real?
I thought I had COVID for the last 2 years. Okay. Matter of fact,
okay.
I ain't had no taste.
I'm going to make sure.
No
you don't taste.
Taste
nothing. How about that?
This shit ridiculous.
How about that?
So how
who going to cook for you then?
I don't know. But I know this. You going to have to start doing better. Like I said, watch Rachel Ray, whatever them ladies name on TV, goddamn, the Barefoot Contessa or whatever.
Yeah.
You need to tighten up around here.
Okay, or what?
Sonny.
Or what, nigga?
Or you going to have to go get a job.
I ain't gonna get no job.
You ain't gonna be sitting at home and you ain't cooking no good food. You gonna go out and work. I could be acceptable of a subpar meal. You working somewhere at least 20 hours a week.
You think so?
Oh yeah, I know so.
Well, I fix you a sandwich. You eat them.
That's the only good thing you can make is a damn sandwich. You can't fuck that. I still gotta put salt and pepper on that.
But still,
I'm just saying.
I'm saying niggas ain't never grateful. That's what I'm saying.
Niggas ain't never grateful. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Can't stand them.
Y'all like those way we acted that out. Please send in some suggestions, man. Send in some suggestions. We'll act them out, man. Queen Jern, why do you get like you get kind of angry sometimes with the
because
Bad Black
you're
Cinema?
You're an asshole. And you always but like you acting. Always pick yeah, but you pick shit that you can try to talk bad about me.
I'm not talking bad about you. We're acting out.
Okay, well, I'm all in.
Time to read rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics. And when we read the lyrics, we read them in our office voice, our professional voice, our accent, our any kind of voice you want to read them in. Just make sure you read the damn lyrics. It's my turn this week. It goes a little something like this. A hot girl is a solid hoe. If a bitch get out of line, she a violent hoe. Ain't no pest, far from being a whining hoe. Fuck up. She confess, she ain't no lying hoe. That's what I need. A high girl is a jazzy bitch. I take her any day for a classy bitch. On the down low for her nigga, she a nasty bitch. I tell her to touch it, she gonna reach out and grab the dick. I bust a nut, it's soft, she get it back hard. The police kick in the door, she take the charge. If a nigga go to jail, she run for her nigga. Money orders, business, and pump one for her nigga. She be a nigga ballin', work that body for her nigga. Let me come through, hit the stash, and rock up by the nigga. I can't see no other bitch for the BG, but a hot girl for sure. Call her a HG, a hot girl. That was BG.
I guess.
With his verse on Hot Girl by the Hot Boys. Back in the day. It's time for HBCU Confessionals. HBCU Confessionals. When I go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter, grab some tweets to show on the Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. My roommate is literally so dirty, not to mention whenever they go to the bathroom, I have to spray in there before I go in there and inhale. Like the smell follows this nigga. Fisk. Queen Jern, react.
Now, that's the main reason why I don't agree with people having to use these shared facilities. Because some people's hygiene just is not up to par for you to be living and sharing quarters with somebody else. I would think that if nothing else, even if you weren't the tidiest person, as you are living with somebody else, you should want to try to do some of the things, even if you didn't normally. When you're with somebody, like, it just don't make no sense. And then you talking about something you spraying, I hope what you spraying is some damn Lysol and not just some air freshener. Because you need to kill some germs, because where there is funk, there is bacteria. And you don't need to think for one second that if they smell it like that, it ain't some shit going on that ain't quite right. There's some imbalances there. Because when something is at a nice steady state, is you know, it's never nothing that's in excess or it's no deficiency. You not gonna find what you find there. Talking about the scent just linger. No, that ain't normal. And you just need to make sure that you keeping your stuff together because you don't need to be, you know, coming in contact with the services they coming in contact with.
Well, I gotta say, the whole dorm situation is a wild concept. It's like shared showers, shared toilets. Like, that shit wild as fuck if you look at it now. Like, niggas that went to college in the night with, you know, pre 90s and before, like, that shit is wild. Like, stalls and you, nah, bro. Like, I'm cool. Like, do they still do that now? Like, they can't possibly do that now. They gotta have, like,
I mean, you still can share a bathroom with the person that you live in.
Yeah, but I mean, but the hall, I'm talking about the whole hall.
Not the whole hall, They don't do it as much, but I'm sure it's some dorms out there that's old enough that you doing it now. They doing it.
Damn, that's a wild reconstructed
all them places.
Hell no. So all y'all ain't got funding like that.
So you get your little shower shoes, and you take your ass on down there, and I survived. So, hell, I did it a whole year.
I mean, I couldn't live on a co-ed hallway, so, you know, because some girls going to try going to walk down the hallway in their towel and shit, but that's not appropriate.
We were co-ed, but we weren't on the same floor. So, it was like boys on one floor, girls on one floor.
Okay. So
like that. But
they'll never have it like on TV. Like they have boys and girls.
I mean, but
on,
people still sneak and get to you.
I mean, yeah, but I'm talking about on TV, they've had boys and girls like in the same hall. And I'm like, nigga, that's not finna happen. Nobody's sending their kids to no fucking fuck fest. Like, what?
I mean, and then it's just like some kids, like you say, you got some people that don't have no self-control. They see a girl, they want to probably snatch the towel, or they going to want to do some shit that'll be out of line.
Can't,
so.
They can't control themselves around naked women for some strange reason.
They can't.
These niggas is wild as fuck.
A lot of them. But it's girls, too. Girls might want to see what your dang-a-lang be about, and they want to touch it, feel
Everybody's
it, smell it.
Everybody's just so fucking crazy these days.
So, I mean, people like what they like.
Mm, yeah, they like what they like. And that is true. Well, if you like those kind of confessionals, I ain't giving my damn. I did basically say it. Yeah, my nigga, if you got a stinking nigga, like, that's just what you got to deal with, nigga. Like,
no, it's not. Tell you that nigga call to eat
better.
People?
No, nigga, just tell that nigga to eat better. Like, that nigga just got a shitty fucking diet.
He need to wash. That's where you can start.
I mean, some niggas don't like to wash. Like, it's his choice.
I mean, if you do have some issues with your diet, but on top of that, if you funky, you just funky, nigga. If you ain't washing.
I can't do nothing about that, nigga.
Yes, you can.
I can't wash the funk. If I've been stinking for years,
no,
I cannot wash enough to get the stink off
of
me.
Okay, well, you need to go on a liquid diet then. You need to, and you need to soak. Because that right there, it ain't good for business.
Hey, man. It's not. So if y'all like those confessionals, go check them out on Twitter. Keep it 100 time, Queen Jerome. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes, my Keep It 100 this week kind of highlights some of the theme of what we went through this weekend with you, your attitude, your inability to be flexible, as well as your sons, because both of y'all was on some bullshit that y'all dragged me into. Knew I had somewhere to be of importance.
And I did not take you to your place of importance.
Then y'all niggas tried to get me in between y'all riffraff.
No. I didn't even know that play was going on. But I knew once you had called me, like after he had came in here and he was all mad and stuff, and then you called me, I said, this nigga didn't call his mama. I said, don't
call my son out his name.
I said, this nigga a sucker. I said, look at this sucker ass, sip ass shit this nigga doing, bro. Like, damn, I'm here. What you calling her for? I'm here.
Because he said, I know my mama move mountains for me. Mm-mm. That nigga there trying me. He trying my gangsta. Lilla
made the sister go to work earlier.
That's right.
All that shit. Like,
he said, you right here hating on him. He done had these plans for weeks. And now you all of a sudden out the blue.
Should have said something about said plans. And I would have been prepared for said plans. But no, you dropped that on me. Like, nigga, I wasn't prepared to leave this early in the morning. The game didn't start at 7:30. I'm figuring you want to hang out. If I get you there by 1 o'clock, you got 6 hours to hang out. That's cool. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I told him, I said, I think the next time he got to see what his schedule looking like, he might need to catch the bus there and just ride back with you or something.
Yeah, catch the mega bus down there. They go to Gainesville. Cost you about $6, $12. If no more than probably 18. 18 at the most.
Well, whatever he got to do. He got to get prepared for that, whatever date
get
that is.
Get your room or whatever like that.
Yeah. So, you can hang with your people and then you and your daddy don't have to be fighting. But, my Keep It 100, since we talking about that, that's what we talking about. It's good to have plans, but it's better to be flexible.
100.
So, that's my Keep It 100.
My Keep It 100 go a little something like this. Be careful what you like on social media.
100.
Because these social media things tell you, tell your people on your list what you liked. So, if you like, let's say, you know, ladyboy porn, it's going to say, hey, X dude liked this. And then next thing you know, you got about four or five likes on a post that's some wild shit. And, you know, now niggas know something about you. So, my Keep It 100 is, please, be careful what you like.
So, what you are they liking?
It ain't me. It's somebody else, Doc Rivers.
Interesting.
He got caught liking some transgender porn. Couple posts, multiple posts. Not just one where you can say it was a slip of the finger, but multiple.
He might not have known the person was trans.
This is 2022. There is no reason to hide no more. You don't have to hide no more.
Hey.
Hey. Exactly. So, be careful. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Winner or loser time? Do you got any winners?
Yes, my winner this week has got to be the Florida Lottery because they done came out with 4 new scratch-offs, and y'all know I'm going to be getting me some this weekend.
Winner!
They got some other ones out there. So, you know, hopefully this time next week I'll be telling y'all about the money I done won and not the money I done lost, so... let's just be hopeful. Be looking in the right direction.
Oh, like she told me about the football game. Oh, I'm going to be right there. Let y'all know the real, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know the real.
Yeah, I'm going to win. And when I win,
I want my splits. I want my splits.
Nah, nigga.
I want my splits.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, you know the deal. My winner, man, is Bishop Whitehead.
Winner.
For laying hands on his congregation. Bishop Whitehead, you might know, he's the pastor that got robbed while he was preaching. Well, this last week, he was preaching, and some woman was making a commotion in the sanctuary, and he had to lay hands on her. And as a result of that, he got arrested. So he's my winner for laying the hands on his congregation this week. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Oh, yeah. I have one loser, which would be a corporation, none other than the one that didn't make the top 10 list this week, McDonald's in Dothan, Alabama.
Loser.
They allow some lady to get some drink, well, actually some coffee, and they further tested it and found out that it was contaminated with some type of chemical. And then when the lady was not feeling well in the store, she was trying to get some assistance and they denied her any medical attention. So they could have easily avoided this thing, but she's suing them for some millions of dollars. And I'm sure they're going to settle. They're going to give her something because it has been confirmed that it was some type of chemical was in the darn thing. So
God
McDonald's
damn.
Look forward to losing some money, but hey, I'm sure the people won't stop going there.
I'm loving
so they'll be all right,
nigga. All they gotta do is put out a new motherfucking nugget, nigga,
and the people is there.
Yes, I mean that McDonald's Coca-Cola is top notch. I don't
give a fuck. Sure it's not laced with chemicals. Hey. That might be why you like it.
Hey, it's got Coke in it.
I'm just saying
it still got Coke in it, just not the drug, the active ingredient. My loser, man. Jackson State University, man.
Loser.
Jackson State, y'all ran out of water and toilet paper at the game this week and had people in the stands falling out. Just wouldn't let people bring water in. After y'all assured, they tried to, you know, with y'all having y'all water crisis down there, y'all assured the people that it was not going to be an issue and y'all were able to accommodate the grumbling team and their supporters, but y'all failed tremendously. And then Deion was talking shit about the fans, said they ain't show up. When, why would I show up to that game, nigga? Y'all ain't got no fucking water, nigga.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here, Deion. I mean, y'all still kick Grambling ass. Shout out to y'all for winning, but don't be talking shit, nigga. You are in no position to talk shit about people choosing not to come to the city.
Okay? Yeah, because nobody need to do that. That's a damn liability.
Exactly. Y'all should have all road games this year, nigga.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing nothing over there.
How can y'all invite people into town knowing y'all shit fucked up? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Maybe it's just one side of town that's affected. I don't know. But I wouldn't feel safe drinking no water in Jackson right now.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, but please, we got to help the people in Jackson, man. This is America. You should be able to drink clean water. You know what I'm saying? Where my man had to make the air and the water machines, man? Get him down there. Drop some machines down there in Jackson, man. Where my guy at? With the machines that turn air into water. He needs to get into
Jackson.
Somebody
need to do something because that shit they got going on is some bull.
Exactly. So, those are my losers this week. Jackson State University. Well, it's that time of the show where I ask you, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nuggle.
She represents her city. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye. Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Sleazy Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Nanita. Who else we got? Anybody over that site to fuck with a kid? Doc Claw and all the gang. You got Dr. Brasive, Dr. Cam, Long Live K Lauder Truck Driver, that's Dr. Brasive Network. You got Good Brother 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast. You got Pork L, Miss Mini Meeks, The Cool Out Corner. You got I'm Something Else, Corey Dos Equis, Power Lunch Hour. Now you got Mad Stack and Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams Podcast. And you got Uncle Dolomite and the Too Much Game Podcast. That's the Black Pod Squad. Go check us out. Shout out to everybody on the squad. Shout out to any other podcasts that fuck with us. We got Rodus Live. We got Harrison 8192. We got JRWV Uncommonplace. We got Ringo. We Need to Talk. We got Jay Christian from the Cognac Room. We got Mario at the Sound of My Voice. We got Mind Triggers Podcast. We got Dale P. And any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out. Anybody else to fuck with us? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody else fuck with us? A long way, short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Man. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. It's that time of show where I ask you, rate your show.
First test on the books. Let the games begin. Also, I forgot to say, King's birthday was yesterday. Little nephew.
Shout out to King, man. Happy birthday, man.
And if I got to think about my recap, we didn't watch no TV. I ain't watch no TV. So, I'm going to say, I'm going to have to rate it a 9.
Well, going down this road this week, it was a tough week.
Was it?
Yes. It was
interesting.
I logged a lot of awake hours this week. I was very tired. Mm-hmm. And considering all that.
Make better choices, my nigga.
I'm going to give the show an 8 because Kobe wore 8. Tuh.
Danny got nothing to do with it. Not a motherfucking thing. Yeah. I know it's hot as hell in here.
I mean, you know, hey, that's when we get the best shows, nigga. When it's hot in the studio, nigga.
And your brain ain't getting enough oxygen.
Yes. Got a good show. As you had some good lines tonight. You hit the people with some good jokes. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The Kathy one was funny. You had another one earlier.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was it. You was on one tonight, man. So. We're going to go ahead and tell y'all, man, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast by going to Frocast.com. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. Don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Simple. So, thank y'all again for listening. Hope y'all enjoyed this show, man. We'll see y'all next week. So on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com